In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In this morning's gospel reading, we hear three stories of faith. The faith of three but different people who are in need of healing. Matthew, the tax collector, the leader of the local synagogue, and a woman who was sick. Let's listen again to how each story begins. First, Matthew. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man sitting at a tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me," and he got up and followed him. The leader. Suddenly, a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." The woman. Then a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Three people, three faiths, and Jesus blesses them all. Jesus' call of Matthew happens a lot like that of the previous disciples. Jesus is walking along the seashore and calls Peter and Andrew, and then later James and John, because that's where he was going to find them. They were fishermen. Jesus, walking along, sees Matthew at his booth, performing his most unpopular job. Jesus met his disciples where they were, doing what they do, and he called them. And in some mysterious burst of faith, Matthew leaves all that he was doing in life at that moment and followed Jesus. He first has Jesus over to his house for dinner. Jesus dining with tax collectors and sinners does not go unnoticed. Jesus explains that his ministry will be for those in need of healing. Matthew follows Jesus and becomes a disciple and becomes the author of a gospel. The leader of the synagogue, this is like a priest in the Episcopal Church, enters the house where Jesus and his disciples and all of those sinners are gathered, and he kneels before Jesus. He shows respect and honor before asking Jesus to heal his daughter who has just died and to restore her to life. The leader believes Jesus to be so powerful that he only needs to lay a hand on her and she will live. On his way to the leader's house to heal his daughter, the sick woman touches Jesus' cloak. She is hiding. She is ashamed from her disease to come before Jesus. And yet she believes that if she can touch but just the fringe of his garment, Jesus is powerful enough that he can heal her. Jesus feels her touch him, I love Mark's version of this story. This is chapter 5 in Mark, verses 25 to 34. Jesus knew that someone had touched him. Someone of faith who believed in him because he felt some of his power go out from him. And the woman was immediately healed. This is still Mark. Jesus asked the people in the crowd, "Who touched me?" And his disciples answered, "You're surrounded by people. This is a large crowd, Lord. How are we to know?" Jesus knew that someone had touched him. This is back to Matthew. So Jesus turns and sees the woman. And he knows it's her who touched him. And it was her that the power had left from him into her and healed her. Jesus tells the woman, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." Jesus responded to each person's faith-filled needs and blessed them and fulfilled their needs. Think about your faith story. When there was a time when you were in need of forgiveness or of healing or of renewal of life, reflect then on how you came to Jesus and asked for what you needed. We as believers come before Christ in many ways, at many times, asking for many things. And we are blessed because it is our continued and enduring faith that makes us well. We believe that that soft voice is that of Christ calling us. We believe that the simplest gesture of Christ's love for us is enough to strengthen us. And we believe that the smallest act of faith can make a difference in our lives and in the world. Jesus was a healing presence in those three people's stories. He saw past Matthew's sins and looked into his faith and called him into service. Jesus saw the true faith of the synagogue leader as he knelt before him and he healed his daughter. And without knowing it, he felt the faith of the sick woman and healed her. We believe that Christ is the same healing presence in our lives. And this is our faith, our strength of body and spirit, that whenever and however we come before Christ, he will hear us. He will hear us, see us, and feel us. And because he sees and hears and feels our faith, he will bless us. And God will bless us in many ways that may surprise us, so that we may also be a healing presence for each other. We have that power through our faith in Christ. And so we pray. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continue to bless us this day, this week, and always. Amen.